time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without smuggling over 300 tarantula spiders by strapping them to your body, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold method.
Bold method, that's for sure. 28-year-old duo out at South Korea apparently had gotten these on his trip to the Amazon, and he was trying to, like, sell them.
Oh, he thought, oh, these are going to be valuable.
Yeah.
They're Amazon spiders. I got to bring them all home.
Right. So he got busted on his way back to South Korea on a layover.
OMG.
And he was trying to smuggle 320 tarantulas through security by strapping them to his body.
I'm trying to envision. Like, when you say strap them, like, did he put them in containers?
Yeah, so here's the thing. There was about 285 of them were babies, and they were in plastic tubes. But the other 35 were full-grown tarantulas.
Like come on.
The kind that we have held in our hands, Kelly.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, and the size of a human hand.
Why?
They were in little, like, plastic sort of... takeout food containers.
No, sir.
Yeah. And he had them stuffed in bags and belted to his torso.
Oh, I bet they were mad about that.
Yeah.
Those are small containers.
Yeah. And on top of the tarantulas, he also had 110 centipedes strapped to his body, 9 bullet ants, known for having the most painful sting of any insect.
How in the world did he handle them to get them in the containers without getting bitten all the things 50 times over?
But security flagged him when they noticed his stomach seemed abnormally swollen.
Right. Okay.
He's walking.
Sir, can we
pat you down? Pay no attention to my abnormally swollen tummy. I had a lot of great food while I was in the Amazon.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So yeah, he was just trying to, I think, make it back to South Korea to sell them.
Set up a little market?
Set up a little market, maybe at a farmer's market. Who knows?
Maybe a farmer's market for Amazonian insects and crazy, scary spiders. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that would be kind of his, that would be the spot there.
It'd be a niche.
It would be a niche, that's for sure.
I don't think he'd have a lot of competition.
He'd have, you know, he'd have his little tent and table set up.
It's, you know, authentic and organically sourced.
Even if it's ethically not sourced.
Right, yeah, not ethically sourced.
Alright, so yeah, anyways, that is your setting the bar story. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without smuggling, over 300 tarantulas and a bunch of other bugs, then you're doing okay.
That's about 320 buckets of nope.
Yeah, I agree.
No.
I agree.
No,
that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.